Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing He Is Here, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our God Is Always Victorious, from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 21 through 24.
He is here, hallelujah, He is here, amen, He is here, holy, holy, I will bless His name again. He is here, listen closely, hear Him calling out your name. An awesome moving of the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
And I see His countenance, it's resting upon your face. And I know that there are angels hovering all around us, for the presence of the Lord is in this place.
And I'll sing,
He is here, hallelujah,
praise Him today.
He is here, amen, He is here, holy, holy, I will bless His name. Among those shadows that were dark and lonely, I gave up on finding that strong and lasting love. And I tasted all the things that sin could think to offer me. But today, oh, I feast on manna from above.
Hallelujah.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless His name again. He is here. Listen. him, you can touch him, you will never be the same.
Oh, there's joy in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles this morning, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy 7, God is always victorious. Did you hear what I said? God is always victorious. For the past several Sundays, we've been sharing with you pertaining to about struggles, which none of us are immune from. We all suffer. We face problems. We encounter things in our lives that need solutions. And we seek God's presence and God's help in times like these. I'm glad today Psalm 46 and verse 1 is still in the Bible, that He is our refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. And today I'm going to bring you the final thought message today pertaining to this fact that God is always victorious. And you may say, well, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. And I've talked with people every day, and I'm involved with the lives of so many different people in our church, even outside of our church. And it just seems like sometimes that the weight of problems become far greater than the victory that we have at our disposal. You're not immune from trials in life. You're not immune from challenges and problems that you're going to face. But you've got to hone yourself in on the fact that you've got a God who will deliver. You've got a God who is victorious and a God who is able today. So, you know, how you handle today your problems is very important. Let me ask you a question, Dave. How would you handle an explosion of God's power in your life? Do you realize that power is already there the day that you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and your life? That power took presence and took up a dwelling place within you. The power of Almighty God. And you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That come upon you is in the presence of salvation that you've invited the Lord into your heart and your life. And He lives within you. You know, we live today like there is no God. We talk about the world today declaring there is no God. But we're living like there's no God even in the ranks of the church. I mean, we just let everything pull us down to the depths of despair. We let everything get us into a state of depression. We just can't seem to find no solutions to anything. And I'm telling you today, you've got a solution, and His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we've got to start looking in the right direction and understand that we have the power and the presence of God with us. From the scriptural account of the Exodus of Israel out of Egypt to God's promised land, we find God promised a land that would be flowing with milk and honey. And you say, yeah, but I'm so glad that when I get there, you're already there. Milk and honey, the land of milk and honey, is not a place called heaven. Heaven is a final, eternal place that God's prepared for us. And Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, you know, I'm going to prepare this place for you. So it's not an issue. You say, but preacher, this is a rough world and things are bad, but God is still a good God. And despite all the circumstances of life that we face, God is in our presence. He has not checked out. He has not gone to Myrtle Beach on a vacation. He didn't go down to Pigeon Forge. He hasn't checked out somewhere and flew some other place in the world. He is right here, right now. And He wants to help you today. But you've got to look to the helper if you're going to get the help that He is going to provide. So we find that God has a land flowing with milk and honey. The milk and honey is promised of God, and it's a lavish land. You say, yeah, but this is a pretty bad land. I mean, we got moral decline. We got problems. We got economic problems. I got difficulties in my home. I got financial problems. I got this. I got that. But have you forgotten that you got something that's bigger than all of that, and it's called the presence of Almighty God? Amen. So therefore, you've got to understand today, this milk and honey land today is not the final dwelling place called heaven. It's where God wants you right now, that you can be mightily blessed of the Lord. And the most blessed people on planet Earth are not today those who are lost. It is not today those who are pursuing their fleshly dreams. The most blessed people on planet Earth are the born-again child of God. Amen. So this land of milk and honey is a part of the unsearchable riches that we find that's in the Lord Jesus Christ by the Word of God. And it's to every person who has trusted Christ as their personal Savior. Now, to receive this promise of God, or these promises, you've got to be willing today to let go of your problems. See, that's where we fall short. We're not willing to let go. We just let everything overwhelm us, overtake us, and we can't sleep, we can't eat, we worry ourselves to death, we go through boxes of tissues, and I mean, we're on every kind of medication, and we just can't seem to cope with what's going on in life. And when you got the presence of God today, He didn't say you had to cope. He said you just need to trust Him, amen, and put your confidence in the Lord, that you can move forward with the freedom that you've got in the Lord Jesus Christ. Too many of Christians today, they can't see Jesus because they're too consumed with seeing the problem that they're in. They can't see the provision of God. Have you realized in this book that I'm holding in my hand called the Word of God that there are over 3,000 promises contained in the pages of 66 books? And you know what? You say, yeah, they're for somebody else. No, they're for you. These promises of God belong to you. But you've got to meet the condition of receiving the promise. First, you've got to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. See, either you're lost or you're saved. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Thank God, this thing of going to hell can be changed. You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be born into the family of God. And I'm glad today He says, for whosoever shall call upon His name shall be saved. Salvation is through the cross. Salvation is of the Lord. It's salvation today is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you're not going to get there any other way. You can go join every church in Lynchburg, be baptized in every baptistry, and you can even write your name on all the walls of the church. It's not going to get you there. What you've got to do is put Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, and you do that by receiving Him as your personal Savior and being born again. To be born again, you've got to recognize you are a sinner, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is disobeying God. Sin is doing the things of the world. Sin is living today for yourself. So you've got to come to grips with who you are. And therefore today, you've got to understand today, you are part, you are alienated, you are separated from God. But thanks be unto God, through the cross, you are drawn to Him. And your life can be changed. Because see, the second part of just not being able to understand and grasp the fact that you're a sinner, you've got to grasp the fact that somebody did something about your sin in a place called Calvary. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the debt in full, completely and absolutely. Thank the Lord. And then you've got to receive Him into your heart and your life. Well, preacher, I know I'm a sinner. And yes, I know Jesus died for me on the cross. Is that all there is? No, you've got to say, Lord, forgive me of my sin and come into my heart and my life and save my soul. And on the authority of the Word of God, all that will come to Him, He said, I will not cast you out. He'll deliver you. It happened to me. It's happened to many of you. How many saved people in the room say, hey, hearty amen? Well, how do you know that? Because God's Word has said that. How do you know what God's Word says? Because you've experienced God's Word through the process of salvation and you've received the Lord. See, I know I'm saved today. I know I'm born again. I know my name is written in heaven. I know in whom I have believed. I know today what God has done in my life. I know what God's prepared for me. I know today what today I place my confidence in. And I know my God has never failed me because my God is the God of victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you will never achieve your highest destiny until you today start following the plan of God. So now you read or you react today in the problem that you're facing. And you know, folks, if you start today, start trusting God instead of reacting and falling apart, you'll find that God will meet that need. Remember, the answer is closer than you think, as I preached here a few Sundays ago. Now, from our text today, Deuteronomy 7, 21 through 24, thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you. I like that. Your God is among you. That means that He's with you. That means He's in the presence of you today. You can step here and He's still there. And go out the door, He's still there. And get on a plane and travel to another country, He's still there. And go to the total globe, I can travel this world, He's still there, amen. Praise God. So He said, He is among you. A mighty God and terrible. Terrible is interpreted meaning He is a great God.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.